Our next speaker also is on my short list, and I've called him dozens of times over the years on auto policy questions. He always takes my calls, even when I have the stupidest questions, which generally I do. Henry Moore, very generous with his time. He's a perennial speaker on this topic because he does it better than anybody else. I mean, we've talked about, well, maybe we get, you know, Jim Jones, Joe Smith, Jenny Wilson, whoever, and nobody's going to do it as well as Henry. He practices with his daughter. He has a JD from UT Law School. He's board certified in personal injury trial law. He's a past president of the Capital Area Trial Lawyers Association. He's a member of ABOTA, an honorary invitation-only member of trial lawyers from both sides of the docket. He's heavily involved, has been over the years, in TTLA, the Texas Trial Lawyers Association, and also the Capital Area Trial Lawyers Association. And he knows this topic like the back of his hand. If Henry says this is not clear or here's the answer, you can take what he tells you to the bank. Please join me in welcoming Henry Moore.
Quentin, thank you for that generous introduction. I'll try to live up to it. Let me take a quick survey here. How many of us are primarily plaintiff's lawyers? How many are primarily defense attorneys? Okay, I'm a plaintiff's lawyer. The plaintiff's lawyers in this group, I want you to notice the hands that just went up. Be nice to these people. Take them out to lunch. Buy them a drink. They not only have to put up with the same insurance companies we do, they have to be nice to them and they have to get along. So keep that in mind when you bump heads with them. They're good people and they have a hard row. It's a privilege to address this group. I'm talking to the warriors of the profession. We can do everything right, but we still can lose. We can still get a bad result. Not only that, but we're in the public arena when that happens. Is to paraphrase Teddy Roosevelt, we are not among the timid souls that know neither victory nor defeat. So I'm honored to be here with you. I'm honored to be one of you. What we're going to cover briefly this afternoon are the personal auto policies, because that's mainly what we deal with in our practices. I'm going to touch briefly on the commercial auto policies. Michael Cowan's going to talk in detail on those tomorrow, and he's certainly a great speaker to be doing that. And then I'll talk about Stowers, because I don't think that's covered anywhere else in our program. And then if we have time, we'll pick up some odds and ends. But I want to start out with what I think is a basic principle of insurance coverage, and that is this. Usually the defense lawyers applaud louder for this slide than the plaintiff's lawyers do. Let's talk about the details now that we've covered the basics. This is what the standard auto policy looks like just in form. You'll notice it's broken into different sections. Even our odd policies that we're starting to see now that Carlos talked about usually follow this format. Now, they may be Roman numeral 1, 2, 3 instead of A, B, and C, but it's basically they're going to have this organization in the policy. To find out what's actually in our policy, we need to look at the deck sheet. The deck sheet is a separate document that often is attached to the policy when our client buys the coverage, and it will show what coverage that's in the main policy is actually applicable to their coverage. They may not have bought all the coverage that's in the policy. And the deck sheet will show us that. It'll also show us the policy limits. Importantly, it will also show us what endorsements attach to the policy. Endorsements are usually pretty short documents that alter the language of the policy. They trump the language. The endorsement says something and the policy says something different, the endorsement is going to control. Most endorsements remove coverage. A few of them will add coverage. We've actually run into an umbrella policy that was written as an endorsement. All of the policies are going to have liability. So let's talk about liability. the people that are covered in the liability policy are, first of all, the guy or the woman who bought the insurance.